Well, it was a really weird thing because Southwest is saying that it was air traffic and some weather but a lot of airlines had the same issues, but only Southwest canceled as many flights as it did. So we're still trying to figure out. It feels a lot like an IT problem, but it could have been anything. We just don't know yet. We do know that a lot of people were affected by it.
How come it's been going on now and so many people are affected and we still don't have an answer? What could they possibly be hiding?
What are they hiding? I don't know. What I can tell you is that when this kind of thing does happen, that people have rights. And then an airline typically, we're talking about Southwest maybe not disclosing everything. What they won't say is what your rights are when a flight is canceled. And that is, you do have the right to a full refund. They'll try to rebook you, but you have the right to get all your money back, and they won't tell you that.
As we get closer to the holidays, are there deals to be had?
Yeah, there are deals to be had. I mean, there are always at this time of year. This is fall, when typically it's shoulder season. So you see a lot of typically very aggressive pricing from airlines and hotels, other travel companies. But what is different about this fall, though, is that we are in what appears to be a recovery. So COVID cases are going down in most of the country. The people's appetite for travel is going up. And so what happens when demand goes up is that prices go up as well. So really, if you see something that looks like a good deal, book it now. Don't wait too long.
How crucial is it with Southwest being in this bind right now, making sure their reputation isn't too tarnished right ahead of the holiday travel? Because there's already been reports saying that they have the vaccine mandate, a deadline right before the holidays, and that could possibly cause a bit of a delay for the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, anything can happen between now and the holidays. I try not to predict because I'm wrong half the time anyway. And I'm supposed to be an expert too. Look, at least people are not rioting at the airport. On other airlines, you've seen that this summer where people are, there's a civil unrest at the airport. And Southwest, to be fair, has a really good reputation for taking care of its customers. So I think that whatever is going on now with all these cancellations, they are taking care of them. Still, it does help to know what your rights are. Typically, if you look at the contract of carriage, that's the legal agreement between you and the airline. You can find that on your airline's website. They will have a provision in there that they'll take care of you. They'll give you meal vouchers, they'll give you a hotel voucher. So don't forget to ask about that too.
This brings up the question of travel insurance. And there are a lot of people that recommend getting it, but they don't necessarily know what travel insurance covers. Can you run down what your rights are when you have insurance?
In a case like this, where you have all these flight cancellations by Southwest, you do have some coverage if you have a travel insurance policy. So things like a trip delay or even your luggage is delayed, you can. The thing about that, though, is that usually it has to be an out-of-pocket expense. So if you are delayed, you get a hotel, you can then submit to your travel insurance company later to have to get reimbursed. So it's not automatic. You can't just flash a card and say, "Hey, I've been delayed," and then they cover your entire hotel bill. Doesn't work that way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.